A big 18-wheeler full of food will be rolling into Grand Marais this Saturday, and hundreds of community members will be on hand to meet it. On board will be enough bulk food to make more than 100,000 meals. Here to tell us a little bit more about it is Chris Gary, pastor of the Trinity Lutheran Church in Hovland, and she is joined by Caleb White, youth director for the Evangelical Church, and along with them are three young women who've been very involved in the project, Kara Ramey, Eileen Larson, and Amber Todd. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you all here.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about how this effort came about and who's been involved with this.
Well, it started last August. We went down for a service trip, and one of the projects or events that we did was packing at Feed My Starving Children in Coon Rapids. And it was just like 2 hours we spent, and afterwards, they had mentioned about, like, you know, sometimes they send out packs or mobile packs, and someone asked how much would that cost. And they gave us, you know, the big number, and when we came back up, we're like, we could do that.
This is Pastor Chris Gary, if I can just chime in. At the same time that the kids were down in Coon Rapids, a local businessman from Silver Bay, Gary Zinter, was out in Vancouver, British Columbia, at a business meeting, and they went and volunteered 2 hours at a Feed My Starving Children mobile pack event, and he came back and he said, "You guys, I got to tell everybody about this." And so he was able to offer some funding support and then also just some organizing, and was so in back of the kids that it's been really helpful too. So
you've been fundraising for how long?
I think we started last September, right? We have done pancake breakfasts, we've done garage sales. We've done it for, since September, and since then we've raised $21,000.
Mm-hmm. That's chili cook-off. You had the chili cook-off,
too. Oh, yeah, we had the chili cook-off.
Yep, you guys worked really hard on those.
Yeah. Why is it important to address this issue of world hunger? Why is it important to each of you to address that?
It's really easy to just kind of look past that and be like, okay, someone else can do this. You know, there's plenty of other people to put their time and their effort and their money towards these other kids, while we can just, you know, kind of sit here and maybe think about it. But there's a big difference between thinking about it and actually doing something about it. I mean, there's kids out there who don't have anything, and we have so much, and we just, I mean, a lot of times take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have, I have a stat.
Ooh, she came prepared.
Well, Caleb did, actually. there's a third of the world who is well-fed. There's a third of the world who is underfed, and then there's a third of the world that is starving. And Chris said this morning, she's like, so that means there's two-thirds of the world of people who don't have enough food, which is kind of mind-boggling.
Also, every year, 15 million children die of hunger.
Wow, that's a crazy number. All right, so we've talked about why this is important. Tell us a little bit about what is going to be happening on Saturday then with this mobile food packing event.
People from all over are coming to help and put together food.
They'll bring supplies to set up. They'll have, like, the tables, and they have a very assembly line. Each person has their own special job, and they'll bring the food and the equipment, and all we need to bring is the people and the hands, and
the more the merrier.
So you're saying that folks could still show up on Saturday to get involved?
If you come the day of, people have to do a little bit of registration, so we prefer if people would sign up beforehand, just because then when they show up, they can get
right to work.
Oh, yeah.
But walk-ins are totally welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way that we're looking at this is just a big, huge community celebration, because, I mean, the amount of work and the amount of fundraisers that we've done don't compare to the amount of money that's actually come in. And, I mean, so on Saturday, we're going to have childcare. 5 is the minimum age.
For food packing.
Okay. But we're going to have some childcare providers for people to come in. We're going to have food running all day. So just a big party is what we're looking at.
Excellent. For a very good cause.
Yeah.
And also, Feed My Starving Children is a Christian-based organization, but you don't have to be a Christian to come. Like, everyone's welcome. Yeah. And don't let that turn you off, because what we're dealing with is just a basic thing of humanity.
It's much, much bigger than religion, you know.
Yeah.
So. Also realize that when you're doing, if you come to help, it's not like something that, oh no, I need to go help these kids. Like, it's really fun when we did it. We had a ball. Like, we made teams and made it all competitive, and it was really fun.
Well, so I'm just going to mention the shifts are at 10 o'clock and at noon and at 2:30 and at 5. I think I have those right. And they want you to come a little bit early to get registered and get some training so people can turn out. That would be great.
So just a two-hour shift.
Two-hour shift, yep, at the community center in Grand Marais, and it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, again, if you're just tuning in, we have been speaking with a whole host of folks. We've been speaking with Pastor Chris Gary, along with Kara Ramey, Amber Todd, Eileen Larson, and Caleb White. They are all part of a community-wide effort to raise, and you said way more than $19,000, mm-hmm. to bring an 18-wheeler full of bulk food to Grand Marais, where hundreds of volunteers are expected to turn out this Saturday, they need your help, to measure and pack food to distribute it to hungry people around the world. Anything else before we...
Thank you very much. Hey, WTIP, we can sign you up.
There we go. Excellent. For more information about the Minnesota-based charity Feed My Starving Children, you can go to fmsc.org. And to volunteer for Saturday's event, you can call Trinity Lutheran at 475-2439 or the Evangelical Free Church at 387-1565. Thank you all for coming in. It's been great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.